Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steven Matz allowed 10 hits in this game that tied a career high, but only one run as Matz kept getting out of the trouble that he had entered into. And Matz discussed how he was able to do that after the game.
Speaking about not giving in, you worked around a lot of trouble today, pretty much unscathed. How were you able to get around those situations so efficiently?
Just focused on making a pitch. That's it. Twice I was just one pitch away, able to get ground balls and double plays, and just the curveball is working well for me today. So stuck with that and was able to get out of a lot of traffic there.
Yeah, we saw you use that curveball a lot more than we've seen in the past. Was it strictly based on the feel you had for it, or was it game plan against this team too?
It's just what I had going today. Honestly, you know, from the bullpen on, you kind of have a feel for what you're going to have out there today. And, you know, I felt like I was able to have a pretty good feel for that. So I just stuck with it.
Steven, how would you contrast the vibe from Sunday night to how you guys are feeling right now?
We're rolling right now. You know, Gomez has been awesome. He's an exciting guy, veteran, and, you know, he brings the morale around here up, and it was cool to see him do what he did today.
What does he do that helps that atmosphere in terms of making guys laugh and keeping
He keeps the energy up. Yeah. You know, he's full of energy. So, you know, that's what you need. That's what keep the energy up, and when you got the energy up the whole game, you come back late in the game like we have been, so it's been good.
Was Mickey yelling a lot after the home run, or in here, he lost his voice?
I don't know. I was in here getting my work done when I come out of the game, but it seems like it, maybe.
When Monday, with kind of the announcement that he's going to be the manager, did that relax guys, you think, not having to worry about what's going to happen?
I don't know, honestly. I didn't even read any of it. I didn't even know that was even a thing until somebody asked me in an interview. So, I think we're all just going about our business, you know. You go up and down through a year, we're going to try to keep the momentum going now. So.
Well, Carlos Gomez got into the background of that, too, with his yee. Mets win 6-4. Steven Matz certainly did his part on the mound today. Only 88 pitches to get through six innings. Despite all the base runners, Matz was able to be efficient and keep the damage at minimum with just the one run allowed. Jerry Familia had a bounce-back performance today with a 1-2-3 seventh, but Gesellman struggled in the eighth. All that did was open the door for more dramatics as the Mets won 6-4. We bring in Ed Coleman, who was down in the Mets clubhouse after the game today. You know, obviously Gomez is still a good defensive outfielder. You know, his bat might not be what it was, but a huge hit today. What has his presence been like adding to the locker room and adding into the clubhouse?
It's been huge, Wayne. I mean, you can sense it from just about what everybody says. Steven Matz doesn't get that excited very often. And, you know, even his comment about we're rolling is subdued. But you know what? he's been infected by it. I think everybody has. You know, Carlos is he's an amazing guy. I remember when he came up in 2007, I think he was 21 then. And, you know, I've seen him at a few stops around the way, Milwaukee, I think Houston, when he was down there. But he was the same, always the same, always had a smile on his face, always ready to go. That's part of the reason they call him Go-Go. And he's infectious. He's a little bit crazy, a little bit wacky, but he just keeps everybody, on edge. Sometimes I guess they can work against you sometimes if you're struggling a little bit. But when you're down as much as the Mets were on Monday, having a guy like that around to lift you up is huge. And he's been a huge addition. For sure.
It's obvious what's happened here, and as the Mets have taken advantage of just an awful bullpen. But, you know, the Tigers are not a very good team. In fact, they just blew their lead today in the ninth inning against Miami. The Marlins scored five runs in the ninth, so the Tigers are in danger of their ninth straight loss. You know, if the Mets win these at least two of the next three, they're a .500 team going out west. If they win all three, all of a sudden they're a couple of games over .500. Does this change how this team looks at itself?
Yeah, no, I think very much so. You know, the Florida, listen, that was a disaster, and the Mets, you know, come home here, and you're thinking about that 16-game block where everybody said, well, geez, you got to go like 12-4, or you're going to be dead. Well, you're not so dead. You know, you're not going to reach that mark regardless of what happens with Detroit, but you know what? It looks a lot better when you can come home, maybe get a 7-0 homestand or 6-1 or something, and then head out west. You feel good about yourself, and you're playing better baseball.
All right, Ed, thanks a lot.
No problem, Wayne.
Ed Coleman as the Mets wrap up this four-game series against the Nationals.